We are very fortunate to have Bhagavan Prabhu with us. Bhagavan Prabhu is a very senior leader of ISKCON movement. In the early days, he assisted Srila Prabhupada in a very wonderful way. He was one of the most prominent leaders of our movement during those times. We are very happy to have him with us today. Bhagavan Prabhu actually opened many frontiers for ISKCON in America, then France, Italy, Spain, Belgium, Holland, South Africa, UK, many areas here. Outstanding achievements for Srila Prabhupada. Bhagavan Prabhu, will you enlighten us with the Damodar's pastime?
Which pastime?
Damodar pastime.
The Damodar pastime. Well, I think when Prabhupada introduced this program of Damodar Astakam, it gave devotees a chance to really appreciate bhajan in a group, in a calm situation where they could be very thoughtful and peaceful. Kirtan's always exciting and dynamic, and that's one aspect. But sitting and enjoying a quiet bhajan and having the experience of bhajan more puts you in a one-on-one connection with your source and gives you a chance to be more personal. And Damodar Astakam is a very personal pastime where Mother Yasoda is trying to control Krishna, and Krishna is not letting her control him, and then in the end he lets her control him, showing that God can do anything, whatever his intent is or her intent is. That those who want to separate existence from a creator of existence, they want to try to control, they have a similar parallel experience of trying to tie up God with the ropes of their, whatever their ropes are made of, their intelligence, their science, whatever. And the same thing happens. They seem to want to gather more intelligence to tie up, and each time they come up with something, it comes up a little short. Each time they make a plan, if the plan comes up short, they find out something defective, it has a negative result. And so in the end, they're just teased, and they come to a brink where ultimately everything becomes destroyed. Those who are in essence real spiritualists and not religionists, those who really understand there's a difference between religion and spirituality, they're the ones that can really capture the full power of the Creator and do something magnificent, because they're linked by more than just ritual. And so when you do the Damodar ritual, the ritual is just a channel or a means to actually make the yoga connection of connecting with the real power. So Damodar doesn't need candles, and he doesn't need anything like that. It's the means to try not to control, but to access the reality of your relationship, that there is a relationship, and that relationship is a flowing relationship. You send your love up, and Krishna returns that love enriched. And so that's what empowerment means. It means that you send up something and it comes back enhanced, like a transformer. Krishna transforms whatever devotion you send up and brings it back, so you can send it back again and become more empowered, as Prabhupada did when he came with nothing here after two heart attacks, and he materially had nothing, but he used the material for spiritual and sent it back up, and it kept coming back down and coming up and coming back down. And that's the rope of devotion, that ultimately we catch Krishna's attention, as Yasoda did. She caught Krishna's attention that she was really trying to make him a better boy. And so he let her do that ultimately. And in doing so, he made her love better. So these nice times where it's very peaceful all over the world, people are doing this. It's a time for you to understand that if you have a guru, if you have service that you do, that's all part of your rope in order to contact and get the channel going back and forth. It's not just enough to say, I have a guru. It's not just enough to say, I'm a devotee. It's not just enough to wave a candle or incense or give money or whatever. That, whatever you're doing, has to actually touch the Supreme, just as Yasoda touched Krishna. You're also capable of touching. If you don't believe that you're capable of actually touching God, then you don't really believe you have an individual connection. So your teacher is meant to let you know you have that individual connection, because you're part of the creation. God was totally aware of bringing you into existence. Totally. From the time you first made an appearance, wherever you made an appearance, and under whatever circumstances you first emerged from the will of God, God has always been conscious of you. And so this world is a practice. As we're talking today, this is a temple room, but the devotees of all people need to understand that the whole world is the temple, and have to live their life in such a way that they see the temple everywhere they go. Like Prabhupada said, it's not just in Vrindavan. You have to see Vrindavan in New York. You have to see Vrindavan wherever you go. So just when you feel that you're trying, and your trying isn't enough, and you become dependent on the reciprocation of Damodar, at that point, when you're, that dependence is there, that you need to experience. It's not just enough that your guru has experience. You also have to have real life experience and real time, that you and your creator are a reality. You have to have that experience. Otherwise, you're living your life always vicariously through someone else. You have to have your own book that you write of devotion. And so the example of Mother Yasoda is important like that, because in the end, she, through her spiritual frustration, achieved success. So this is a nice time now to realize that we have to endeavor in this world, always doing more to bind, not to bind the power, because that's what the demons want. They want to bind the power. We want to bind ourselves with the power and reciprocate in that and co-create in that reality. It's like Prabhupada said, you can walk so fast and you can have the fastest runner in the world, but that doesn't compare if you hold on to a vehicle, a car or a train, and go at that speed. So that's what Krishna consciousness is about. It's about picking up speed and moving beyond your limitations and sharing in the super natural and the transcendental power of God. And that manifests in this world by doing things. You have to do things which enhance the beauty of the world. So that's everyone's responsibility. You know, not that we're just here and we don't realize that we're here. This is our home. This is really all we know here. So while you're alive, you do things always to make things better. And Maharaj is a really nice example of that. Guru Gauranga is a good example of that. Taking something and making it better. And that's what Prabhupada wanted. He didn't want us to always think that, oh, we can't, to think that you can do better, not in the sense that I'm better, but he expected that whatever he left, we would do better with. And in our own little ways, that's, sometimes we can do it in big ways, sometimes we can do it in little ways, but always he said a devotee leaves whatever he's doing and makes it better.
Thank you so much, Bhagavan. It's a wonderful point that you made, like, that all our endeavor to control the Lord will always fall short. However, because, or rather when we develop a loving relationship with Him through devotion, then the Lord allows us to be controlled by Him. Allows Himself to be controlled by us. He allows Mother Yashoda to bind Him. But then this Damodar Ashtakam is saying that Bhakti Baddham, she bound Him with bhakti, with devotion. And also another very nice point that you made, Bhagavan Prabhu, is that every one of us actually have a personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, why should He be in our hearts as the Super Soul? Why should He always accompany us? It is not that only some big devotees will have a relationship with Krishna and not us. No. Krishna is allowing us to develop a relationship with Him, to everyone. So all of us is allowing this opportunity, this facility. Actually, He has a relationship with us. Now it's up to us to fill that relationship, to cultivate that relationship. Krishna consciousness is a practical process. It's not just a matter of some performing some rituals. If it becomes just a ritual, then we have to recognize that we are missing out the main point. The real purpose is to develop a relationship with Him. That's why He has appeared here. So take these instructions of Bhagavan Prabhu to heart.
It's about inspiration. Prabhupada wanted everyone to inspire everyone. Mm. And that's the line, it's the difference between a spiritualist and a materialist. A materialist gets inspired by someone and then wants to overpass them and in the process puts that individual down. A spiritualist gets inspired by someone, recognizes where that inspiration comes from, and wants to take it further with full respect of where that comes from.
And then transmitting it to others.
Yeah, yeah. The spiritual world is the world without envy, where everything is built upon, and that's what Prabhupada showed in his position of being a guru, that he took inspiration from his students. That gave him a lot of inspiration, and that made him do more. And then we did more, and then he did more, and then we did more, and then he did more. It wasn't one way at all. And we, of course, learned from him, and then he learned things from us, and then we learned things from him. It's not that evil, pejorative stepping on someone's head to get ahead. There's no, that's not necessary. So hopefully people imbibe that principle.